It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. There are a few teams around the country that can warn you about not being ready for the start of the season. Unfortunately for yours truly, I didn't pay heed to that advice, missing a few games last week that I should have got right. There's no cause for alarm, though. There's still plenty of gridiron greatness to be played, and plenty of losers for me to pick. So let's take a look at this week's games. Ohio at Ohio State. When the Athens Felines pounce into the Horseshoe on Saturday, none of the local nuts will be paying attention. The Buckeye faithful only have one thing on their minds: the speedy recovery of their star backfielder. Unfortunately for Frank Solich and company, the team will be a tough nut to crack. Bennard's loser, Ohio. Marshall at Wisconsin. When Mark Snyder leads his herd into Camp Randall Stadium, he'll find a pack of rodents ready to defend their honor. It's been a long time since Buffalo had free range in the Midwest, and Brett Bielema has no plans of turning back the clock. Before the day is over, the field will be littered with bison carcasses. Bennard's loser, Marshall. Eastern Illinois at Illinois. Once again, the Champaign Chieftains failed to scout Missouri, so they'll look to get revenge on the Panthers stalking in from Charleston. The Kittens would be happy to make it out alive with their tails, but Ron Zook just wants to collect some pelts. Bennard's loser, Eastern Illinois. Eastern Michigan at Michigan State. The Eagles are quite at home against the Sycamores, but when they fly into East Lansing on Saturday, they'll find that the Spartans have much better armament. Mark D'Antonio and his Greek warriors are looking to avenge their loss last week, and they're not going to let some endangered species get in their way. The feathers will fly, and when the skies clear, the birds will have laid an egg. Bennard's loser, Eastern Michigan. Miami of Ohio at Michigan. If the Redhawks want to get back to the MAC championship this year, a win over the wounded Wolverines would certainly get them ready to face conference competition. The boys in Ann Arbor are anxious to avoid a repeat of last year's 0-2 start, but until they learn their offense, points will be hard to come by. This game will be much closer than it should be. Bennard's loser, Miami of Ohio. Florida International at Iowa. Kirk Ferentz couldn't ask for an easier opponent than the Golden Panthers. The Florida Felines are 16-51 since their program began 6 years ago, and coming off a one-win season, they don't look to improve on that this year. Kinnick Stadium is no walk in the park, and in this case, the bird gets better of the cat. Bennard's loser, Florida International. Northern Colorado at Purdue. Joe Tiller kicks off his last season conducting the West Lafayette locomotive when the Bears stalk in on Saturday. The Indiana Choo Choo has never quite recovered from the heartbreaking season in 2004, but they'll have no problems clearing the tracks this weekend. Fortunately for the visitors, they'll have a nice, long ride back to Greeley to tend to their wounds. Bennard's loser, Northern Colorado. Brigham Young at Washington. The Huskies almost had something special going last year, but the dog sled came undone. On Saturday, a very nervous Ty Willingham will try to keep his job against Bronco Mendenhall and his Provo Prowlers. The Cougars fared well against the Cats of Northern Iowa last week, and look to try some dog meat this weekend. The Pacific Puppies can bark all they want, but they'll still end up with their tails between their legs. Bennard's loser, Washington. San Diego State at Notre Dame. Offensive genius Charlie Weiss hopes to start this season off with a win, something that took 6 tries to get last season. Fortunately for the Pope's players, the first opponent this year are the Aztecs from the middle of the Mountain West Pack. The Catholic Church has a long history of converting the Indians, and by the time Chuck Long and company leave the Indiana Vatican, they'll have added the Hail Mary to their playbook. Bennard's loser, San Diego State. Northwestern at Duke. The Durham Demons possessed the Wildcats last year, disrupting their promising start. When Pat Fitzgerald leads his Kittens into Wallace Wade Stadium on Saturday, he'll keep their flea collars on tight. Apparently, those work against evil spirits as well as unwelcome insects. Duke is the punchline to more than a few jokes in college football, but when this game is over, the purple felines will be the only ones laughing. Bennard's loser, Duke. Murray State at Indiana. Bill Lynch led his team to several unusual victories last season, and the Bloomington Believers would like to see even more this year. They'll be pleased when Murray State races into basketball town. The Racers may have lambasted Lambeth, but they won't be able to keep the Hoop City boys from defending the Rock. Bennard's loser, Murray State. Miami at Florida. My, how times have changed. Do you remember when this was a game to get excited about? With a real-life hurricane potentially on the horizon, a wet game may happen, but a close one won't. Don't tell Ma Nature, but reptiles can take a bite out of cyclones. Bennard's loser, Miami. Well, folks, that's all I've got for you this week. Tune in again next week when I'll have a whole nother batch of losers.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.